Hello, and this is a special edition of The Medicine Show. Your regular programming has been preempted, and whatever that means, we are here to give you a special presentation of The Medicine Show. So today, I'm going to be bringing you some music and an interview that I did with this guy here. This is Barney Bentall and the Legendary Heart, Something to Live For. He's going to be in the Vogue Theater tomorrow night with his new band, and he'll be playing with Jim Cuddy from the Blue Rodeo, along with Jim Cuddy's son. We'll be right back. So, as I said, Barney Bentall will be here at the Vogue Theater with Jim Cuddy tomorrow night. And this is a special edition of The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. And I'm your friendly neighborhood host, Jason Q. Lawrence. And without my Cape Crusading record-producing sidekick, Ali Ghazani, Alligator from the back alley, who is back in town... he'll be here this Friday night, where we will have a special show with a couple of groups. One is called Her Brothers, and the other one will be called The Heels. So Her Brothers is a family band of boys, and The Heels is an all-girl band doing some nice country music. Really nice stuff. Anyway, so I'm going to tell you about what is going on with Barney Bentall. He is an established name in the Canadian music scene, obviously, from what you're listening to. And starting out under the pseudonym of Brandon Wolf and touring with bands like Tom Cochran and Red Rider, Bryan Adams and Streetheart, he embraced his true identity as Barney Bentall, forming the band The Legendary Hearts, and gaining more airplay than ever before with his hit song Got Something to Live For, which we're listening to now. And after touring extensively with a string of hits, Barney's music evolves as he did, and now he performs with several bands, playing several genres and following his heart. He's a family man, with one song from his new album written with his son Dustin, and performs with both solo and with several groups, including a fundraising variety show called The Caribou Express, which was featured Dustin and his daughter Jessica Niedermeyer and her band Wild Honey. We caught up with Barney Bentall while he was touring with Jim Cuddy from Blue Rodeo. They'll be bringing their show to the Vogue Theater this Thursday, which is tomorrow. So let's listen to that interview. We'll come back and we'll listen to some songs from people who have been on The Medicine Show in the past. We'll be taking a break from The Medicine Show on CITR in a few weeks. So we're kind of winding down to a bit of a crescendo for the show, and we'll be taking a break, and we'll be back on CITR once in a while doing fill-ins and perhaps come back with another time slot. But in the meantime, for the next several Fridays, you can hear us here on CITR Friday nights, 11 to 12:30. So that's the update. Here's the interview. We'll be right back. We are here speaking with Barney Bentall, who is on tour with Jim Cuddy Band, featuring Jim's son, Devin Cuddy. Hello, Barney.
Hello, how are you doing?
I am doing well, and thank you for speaking to us on the Medicine Show. How's the tour coming along,
Jason? Tour is going great. We just finished the Maritimes, and then played a wonderful gig at Massey Hall in Toronto. And now we're going to do three more Ontario dates, and then come to Vancouver.
Yes, the Vogue Theatre on the 22nd. What can people expect from this tour and the upcoming thing? Can you tell us a bit about the lineup and maybe even a peek into your set list?
Well, you know, Jim has a wonderful new record called Constellations, and it's really, you know, I think we're both out there promoting records, mine, The Drifter, and The Preacher, and Jim's record, and he's got a fantastic band. The show just seems to be going over so well. I'm opening, and then Jim plays a bunch of his new record, and then it basically becomes a variety show with his sons participating. And I jump in there as well. And it, you know, by the end, it just becomes a big old band out there and sort of got everything. You know, I mean, for me too, I play some of the new stuff, but I play some of my old stuff, and we do that as a band. And there's some Blue Rodeo gems in there as well as Jim's fantastic material. So I don't know. Everybody's been responding really well to it. So
how has life changed for you since living in the 90s, for example, and, you know, your perspective on the culture and the world as a musician?
I would say it's changed very dramatically and profoundly. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm still out there traveling and throwing my guitar on at night and singing songs. So there's that thread of continuity. Life has taken interesting twists and turns. I did sort of back away from music for about 5 years, and we had a cattle ranch, so that was fodder for many a story. But, you know, at the end of the day, I've probably 40 years of playing, and, you know, that act of putting on a guitar and playing for people is still there. But, you know, the way music has spread itself throughout the world is so profoundly different now. I think when Jim and I started, there were so few bands. When you think back to that time, late 80s and early 90s, and now there's just so many bands and so many great bands. So it's pretty hard to get yourself noticed these days. Mm-hmm. So in a way, if you have a reputation or, you know, and your people know your material, it enables you to go out and play, which is also where the main income stream is these days. You know, things have been getting way easier to get music, but the artists get their writers of songs, and the artists get has just been so profoundly affected. And, you know, with downward pressure, what you get from that. So you need to go out and play.
Yes.
Those are just some of the changes. And I don't know if I'd want to be starting right now. I mean, maybe that's just the way it feels when you're this age. You go, I don't know if I'd have the energy. Maybe for somebody starting, it's extremely exciting. I watch my son, Dustin.
Is it still worth pursuing for youngsters?
I think it is if you want to. Are passionate about music. I think it comes down to whether you ask yourself the question, very simple question, is this something I have to do? And I'll do it at sort of and I'll pay, you know, at all costs. It's hard on your relationships. It's hard on family sometimes, and it can be hard on your pocketbook. I think you have to be passionate about it. There's a very obvious reality. If you're not passionate about it, you're not going to do it for very long. Right?
Yes.
It's got its own built-in governor.
Okay. Do you believe that influencers they have a responsibility to be mindful of how they affect their audience?
Well, I can't speak for everybody else. I feel that's very much part of the territory. You know, you've got a voice, and people respond to your material. That's why, I mean, I think what, you know, it's sometimes when artists get political, I'm not dissing that. I think it's really important you know of what you speak when you wade into those waters. Otherwise, you know, otherwise you're a singer-songwriter, you're kind of examining the ways of the heart, and that's fine, that's all legitimate, and that's sort of what we do, and we write songs about various things. You know, people can have an influence, and I think it's important to speak out. I just think it's important to do your diligence and do your research so you know what you're speaking about.
Being a father of professional musicians, do you have any advice for youngsters to navigate the music business, being that it can be at times unhealthy or dangerous as well as fulfilling?
When I think of my relationship with my son in the business, I'm not a really big advice person. I mean, the last thing I am is a stage mom. I'm going, okay, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. I sort of let him find his own way. And as I go across the country, and I think he's left a really great trail or a wake of friendships and stuff. I meet so many people on the road that go, oh, I know your son. And, you know, I feel like he, you know, I mean, I'm sure he took a few bumps trying to figure the whole thing out, and is probably still trying to figure it out, because I know I sure as hell am still trying to figure it all out. You get so you know the drill, but there's always something that can come in there and it can hit you from or blindside you. But I just think advice, look after yourself. Youth, it comes, a ton of stamina comes with youth, and nice. So you can get by with a lot less sleep and probably punishing your body and all sorts of various ways. But, you know, that if you want to keep doing it at my age or at Jim's age, which I think he's about 6 months older than me, so I have to remind him of that quite often. When you get to this age, I mean, I think that anybody who's still doing it this age, I think they look after themselves, you know, and then they stay in shape and try and, you know. I don't think you expect any miracles, you know. It's try and be good at what you do. A buddy of mine works with Rye Hooter. And Rye said one day, he was, you know, bemoaning that fact that, you know, it's just everything's all about fame. And he said, well, what's wrong with just trying to get better at what you do? And that really struck me, you know, that there's, we don't think about just working at your craft and trying to be a better songwriter, a better player. And that sometimes brings more notoriety and you know, brings success. But it seems like that the end game is always fame in this business. Really, fame is sort of overrated. You ask me.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the Caribou Express project? It's not just variety show, but fundraising as well, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's been going on for 10 years now. And in that time, we've managed to raise $1.4 million for various Western Canadian charities. So it started 10 years ago in St. James Hall, right down the downtown east side. And it's just really growing in a great, very, very organic way. And lots of people have guested. I mean, Jim guested with us this year. It was a real array of people that parachute in. But really, it's that core of Dustin, Ridley Bent, Leroy Stagger, Matt Masters, myself, and Wendy Bird. And those. It's a wonderful, there's about 12 of us that head out. So much fun.
And your daughter was on one of the shows. Is she a regular on that tour as well?
She was, yeah. She's jumping in the family business too. It's wonderful. She's in the Kootenays. She has a band with two other friends of hers, and between them, they have eight daughters. And they go and play gigs. You know, they play a couple weekends a month, and I think it provides sanity and counterpoint to the life of raising kids. And they do some great stuff too. It's wonderful. My friend Craig Northey from Yod, you know, we go way back, probably go back about 40 years, recorded two singles for them that have gotten a bunch of airplay in the Kootenays.
Oh, nice.
When they first started this project, everybody kind of looked at them and they go, oh, that's nice. They'll get that out of the show.
That's nice, dear.
And then so I said, to hell with that. I'm gonna get behind this. So we had band camps. we worked on it. And then when they recorded these singles, Pat Stewart and everybody came and played. Everybody played on their records because they're all, my daughter was so, you know, beloved amongst all those people. You know, they'd all known her since she was a toddler, and then all of a sudden she's doing this and everybody got behind it. So,
the song that you recorded with Jim Cuddy,
yeah,
called Won't Change the World, you also performed Got Something to Live For 30 years ago now almost. Do you believe that love can change the world through music?
Yeah. I don't want to be appear naive, but I mean, what else do we have? I think we're living in a world right now where empathy and love and you know, inclusiveness are our only way forward. And yet everywhere I just see signs of people wanting to completely withdraw from that. And then to me, that's the whole thing about, I think a person that has almost nothing will be far more willing to share what they have than somebody who has buckets of money. I think love can change the world. I think evil can change the world. But I know which of those two would be the world I'd rather live in. You know, I was listening to Imagine the other day, and I thought, my God, that's just so relevant and apropos today, perhaps even more than when it was written. So, yeah, I think songs of that magnitude can.
Thank you so much for your time today.
And, thank you. Thank you so much, Jason. Lovely talking to you.
Absolutely. You have a great day and a good tour.
Okay, cheers.
Okay, bye-bye.
This is Barney Bentall, and you're listening to The Medicine Show, spreading healing through laughter and song, and it's worth listening to.
All right. Well, that was certainly pleasant speaking with Barney Bentall, and he's doing some really nice stuff, as I was saying, with Jim Cuddy. He'll be at the Vogue Theater tomorrow night. If you want to get tickets, look into that, Google it. We're going to listen to Won't Change the World, like we were speaking about in this interview. Just wanted to mention The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter every Friday night, 11 to 12:30 here on CITR. And this Friday night is no exception. We will have the Heels Band, which is a all-girls country and western band. Well, I guess they now call it just country music, and an all-boy band that is all family members. It's going to be quite a show. This is Barney Bentall, Won't Change the World. We'll be right back in just a moment if there's time to say goodbye or play another song, and then we will see you this Friday night.
Something simple to whistle when you got nothing better to do. Won't have no murder, won't have no ghosts, just verses, a chorus, and one or two solos at most. Won't need to be stellar. Take it where it wants to go, not where I think it should. And if it don't work out, it's got company. Most of the time, writing a song, something you do for free. Won't change the world, I guarantee that. But if it'll help you kick off your shoes, it will help you off your hat. Won't change the world, won't make you love me more. Just gotta keep you from walking on out of that door. Well, I'm gonna do a dance for you. Saw it once in the 70s in a club on 4th Avenue. Forget what you do, forget who you are. Get high, enjoy the ride, watch yourself from afar. Won't change the world, I guarantee that. But if it'll help you kick off your shoes, it will help you kick off your head. Won't change the world, won't make you love me more. Just gotta keep you from walking on out of that door. Thank you. smoke and the mirrors and a birthday or two I forgot. So if you will listen, play it before you sleep, wrap it up in a big old ball and lay it, right there at your feet. Won't change the world, I guarantee that. If it'll help you kick off your shoes, it will help you take off your hat. Won't change the world, won't make you love me more. It's just gotta keep gotta keep you from walking on out of that door. Walking on out of that door.
Well, it's been wonderful spending half an hour with you all on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. Every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, the Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. And I just want to say thanks you to everybody out there. And we'd like to give thanks to local Indigenous people for standing up for not only sharing this land, but also for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. Thanks to everyone out there in the world who stands up against tyranny and corruption in their own way. And we would also like to acknowledge all of the people around the world who are experiencing hardship. Blessings to all, and our prayers go out to the Maker. Our prayers go out to the Maker and all of our relations, which is everyone and everything we are surrounded by. Let's turn that music down a little bit. Including the animals and the environment and all our ancestors, thanks to the Creator and for the mercy and comforts we share. And we will see you all Friday night on CITR. Coming up next is... Here.
Sam's Hideaway. With what? Anita B.
Say again?
Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
Excellent. Yeah. We'll see you all on Friday night. This is Byzantine Blue with Gypsy, in case you're curious.